We're returning to COVID and vaccines, and we are on a fast learning curve about blood clots and what causes them at the moment, with the European Medicines Agency finding a possible link between rare kinds of clots and the AstraZeneca vaccine. Professor Fionnuala Nianla is a consultant haematologist at the Mater Hospital in Dublin, and she takes a special interest in blood clots. Professor, good morning.
Good morning, Mary, and thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure, and thank you for joining us. Clots are your business, they're your expertise. These clots potentially linked to AstraZeneca, we're told that they are rare, but can you tell us more about them, their causes, and the associated dangers?
Of course, Mary. And the first thing I would say is that every day in Europe, tragically, thousands of deaths happen due to COVID-19. And we know, and we have known from the very early days of this pandemic, that COVID-19 actually causes blood clots itself. It activates the blood clotting system in a very specific way that we've never seen before. And people who are admitted to hospital with COVID-19 have a high risk of developing dangerous blood clots. And this risk can be up to 20% in those who are sickest. And we know that vaccines of all types can counteract all of this. So the European Medicines Agency have clearly concluded that the benefits of the vaccine clearly outweigh the risks. But as you say, there have been extremely rare reports of a possible association with a very, very unusual and rare type of blood clotting event. And this is very specific. So it is an incredibly rare type of blood clot affecting the brain and in some cases the blood vessels in the tummy or abdomen. And these are known as cerebral vein and sinus thrombosis and splanchnic vein thrombosis, respectively. And not only that, but these very, very rare events, i.e. cases per million, are accompanied by very unusual, I suppose, changes or reductions in a particular type of blood cell called platelets, which are involved in blood clotting. So collectively, we have to remember that this very rare side effect has been recognised, and that's important for awareness. But we must remember the flip side of the risk-benefit analysis, which underpins the European Medicines Agency's recommendation that the benefits outweigh the risks. COVID is associated with a high risk of clots.
And Professor, if somebody were to present with the symptoms of this type of clot post a vaccine, how would they present? What are the symptoms?
Yeah, and I think this is one of the important things to come out of this discussion, that we now have an awareness, and I would urge anybody who has received a vaccine to be aware of particular neurological symptoms in particular, so severe and persistent headaches or visual change, but also the symptoms of more common blood clots such as a pulmonary embolism, chest pain, shortness of breath, or a deep vein thrombosis, leg pain, leg swelling. I suppose the other thing to recognise is that these types of blood clots are with us all the time in Ireland. 5,000 Irish people every year are diagnosed with venous blood clots. So it is so important that even outside COVID, we're aware of these symptoms.
Of course, but understandably, people are always worried. And now we've seen different approaches in different European countries. In the UK, for example, that recommendation now that if there's another vaccine, an alternative to AstraZeneca available in the under 30s, they go for that vaccine. What would your advice be to a young woman in that age cohort, maybe a sister, a daughter, yeah, a friend? What would your advice be to them?
Absolutely.
If offered the AstraZeneca?
And I know NIAC will be considering this very carefully over the next couple of days. But as a blood clotting specialist, I would strongly urge everybody out there to take the vaccine offered to you. Because as a blood clotting specialist, I've seen at first hand the devastating effect of blood clots on people affected by COVID-19, which is very common, you know, as opposed to the cases per million that we are seeing in association with this very rare side effect. And awareness is key. We went through the potential symptoms, and early diagnosis And early treatment will help us as specialists to treat people potentially affected in Ireland, and therefore outcomes should be much better.
And just briefly, because we have a lot of healthcare and a lot of young women working in the healthcare sector, and they've had, many of them, a first shot of AstraZeneca. Is your recommendation go ahead and have the second dose?
The European Medicines Agency have clearly outlined that for all, the benefits clearly outweigh the risk in all age groups. And we will await the outcome of the NIAC discussion. Mary, thank you very much.
Professor, thank you very much for joining us. That's Professor Fionnuala Nianla there joining us from the Mater Hospital. It's